Decoding difference is the idea that the structure or the sculpture is me. My changing glucose levels emerge through lights, reflecting my hidden impairment and sight loss, but not as a victim and not to be pitied and not as a sick person, but as a woman who emanates willpower, life and humanity.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and that was part of the Descriptors soundtrack to Decoding Difference by Zoe Partington, UK disabled visual and conceptual artist, which has been selected for exhibition at the London Design Biennale 2023, which is currently on at Somerset House, Strand, London, until the 25th of June 2023. Zoe joins me now to tell me more about her installation artwork, Decoding Difference. Hello, Zoe. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations on having Decoding Difference selected for the London Design Biennale 2023.
Oh no, that's great. Thank you, Toby, and it's lovely to be here.
The artwork installation Decoding Difference is a sort of showcase of your experience of life being partially blind, and also, I suppose, in a way, shows your life with diabetes for a number of years as well. And it's very much a living and breathing installation. And I wondered, Zoe, would you mind maybe describing the installation to me and giving me a bit of background as to how the installation came about?
Yes, of course. Well, sort of visually, the installation is a series of pipes, sort of long plastic pipes, and inside those are lights. And the way that it is connected up to me, to my glucose levels, is we've used live data, captured that. And as my blood sugar levels fluctuate, the lights in the tubes fluctuate. So I've tried to make it a little bit like a heartbeat. So as it moves across the pipes, you can see the change. So it's quite slow at some points, and then it might speed up. But it's constantly looking at that 24 hours of how my body is constantly changing, and I'm having to manage it. And it's all digitally connected to my insulin pump and to my mobile phone data, which is connected to a transmitter on my body. I'm a bit like a cyborg, showing all the different fluctuations. And I think for me, what was also important was to have a heartbeat playing in the background, because I've had this chronic condition for 50 years. When I was first diagnosed, it didn't look very bright, I suppose, the future. But I think now technology has really turned that on its head. And obviously, because I'm an artist, I'm trying to think, and I work in quite a political way as well, how do I embed that into the art that I'm creating? So this piece came from a show that I curated with 10 blind and partially sighted artists through King's College. It was a project called Layers of Vision. And we all basically developed work for Bush House for their gallery space. And I was asked to do a piece for the window because it was in the sort of November, December time. So I decided to create this light installation. But one of the things about it is, I think sometimes when blind or partially blind people are creating work, you can create tactile work, audio work, visual work. And I think it's combining all of these elements. But I think for me, the deeper part, which is the disability art part, is about trying to define how people with hidden impairments, manage, very successfully every day. But actually, that's that experience of having a hidden impairment can make life an interesting journey. And sometimes I think other people have no idea really of what's going on. And you're constantly defined through other people's eyes and not in your own terms. And that's why it's quite important to me, because you see this piece. And I think some of the people that came to Layers of Vision and to the show that is now at Somerset House will be looking at this sort of beautiful light installation. And then when they begin to find out actually it's the physiology of what's going on inside somebody's body, they begin to think quite differently about it.
What does it mean for you as a partially blind artist to have Decoding Difference on display at the London Design Biennale alongside other artists' work?
I think it's really significant, Toby, because you get invited to small shows and to different arenas. But, this is huge. It's a big international show. It's in an incredible setting. But I think what's been very significant as well is that King's College, who invited me to join alongside, I think it's six or seven other artists from different universities across the UK to be in this show, along with international artists from all around the world. And they made sure that they've embedded Braille audio, you know, large print into their significant area, which is sort of the seeking connection, living with technology. They're digital pieces, so sometimes, you know, that can be, you know, not as accessible to blind people as we'd like, but they have gone that extra layer, and also with the designers who were fantastic, to embed it into the show. So it looks, you know, it's seamless really how it has been put into that show. And I think that begins to show, doesn't it, and transform how every single gallery around the UK and the rest of the world should be thinking about this.
What sort of response have you had from people coming to see Decoding Difference at King's College London and also now at the London Design Biennale? What has their sort of reaction been to the work of art?
Press-wise, it's been quite interesting because I've now got articles in Diabetes UK. I've got articles in Shropshire, in my locality where I live. I very, very rarely have anybody understand what I do in Shropshire and where I go around the rest of the world. I think it's generated, for me, it's generated confidence really as a disabled artist. And it's worth saying that, you know, last year and the year before, I was funded through Arts Council England to create something called Domestic Landscapes, which was again a big audio sound piece that went to Madrid. So I think, you know, this gives you confidence to carry on working in the capacity that you do, but it connects you to other people, Toby. And I think that's the really important thing. You know, as an artist, you can struggle along on your own, but when you start collaborating with other professionals, that's when it gets to a main stage, you know, and a main frame, because, you know, it's very hard, isn't it, to be creating the artwork, to be having the conversations, to be delivering the press, you know, to be designing the exhibition space as well. And we know, you know, lots of systems, even for, you know, exhibition designers, you know, the computer system, some of those things are not accessible to people like myself that are partially blind or for blind people.
And I suppose, obviously, you're a very busy person at the moment. You've obviously got Decoding Difference at Somerset House and everything else. Is there anything else on the cards at the moment? Any other projects that you're working on that you could tell me about?
Yes, I've got, well, there's several. I mean, one thing that's been fabulous is I've been awarded the Henry Moore Fellowship to work with their researchers and curators at their library in Leeds and their archives. So that's really significant. And that was launched to the public yesterday alongside other fellows. So that's very exciting because I want to look at how, particularly around disabled female artists, whether as sculptors or installation artists, might not be in the main frame. So that'll be interesting to work on that. But also I've got a big show of 9 neon lights, obviously looking for homes for them, that I've tried to make things to do with the disability movement, the disability slogans, you know, sort of very contemporary. So those are neon lights. Some of them are 3 meters long, you know, and they're important things like Nothing About Us Without Us. You know, they're all very relevant. So that show will go to Sense, I think, July and August. And obviously it's something that's incredibly relevant. And Bush House, they've sort of talked about it. It may well go there in November for Disability History Month, because all of those slogans, there are, you know, other layers and other hidden messages and stories behind them. And I think it's really important. It's important to me as a disabled artist to signify, you know, a landscape which is often ignored or removed from us, really.
Well, if you'd like to see Decoding Difference, it is on at the London Design Biennale, which is at Somerset House, the Strand in London, until the 25th of June 2023. And you can also find out more details by visiting the website, which is londondesignbiennale.com. Well, Zoe, thank you very much indeed for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio, and congratulations again on having Decoding Difference exhibited at the London Design Biennale 2023.
Oh, no, that's great. Thank you, Toby. It's been really fun.